Attention Patriots, this is the Chris Ann Hall Show.
Who's gonna stand up? Where are the lovers of liberty?
I think that's absurd. It's ridiculous. It's unconstitutional. It's out of control.
You think this is over? This isn't over. There's a liberty wave coming.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here, KrisAnneHall.com, where we are liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality. Welcome to the show, my husband and co-host, JC Hall. And if you're watching us on YouTube right now, you're noticing that we are not in the home studio. We are actually on the road in the hotel, so we apologize for the green walls. They're always so terrible. They make you look vampirish. But this is our In Defense of Liberty weekend, and we're pretty excited. We're actually very excited about this. This is the weekend where we have Constitution training, we have gun training, we have firearms training, we have hand-to-hand self-defense training with the great and wonderful Larry Stevenson, a.k.a. the Bearded Black Cowboy. And I want you to go ahead and make sure that you follow me on Twitter, at Chris Ann Hall. You follow me on Instagram, Chris Ann Hall. If you follow me on Facebook, Chris Ann Hall as well, KrisAnneHall. I will be posting, Lord willing, videos of what's going on. We're going to be doing some live videos. We're going to be doing some after live videos. We're going to be doing some interviews. We're going to be doing some really great things talking this weekend with the participants and also with Larry. So since, JC, I started off yesterday's show with James Comey, I thought it would be only appropriate that we start the show off again with James Comey, since he has started in the news. And the IG report, the Department of Justice IG report, has been released, and Comey didn't wait for the ink to get dry before he hit Twitter. And so if you're watching us on YouTube right now, you see up there Twitter's, James Comey's tweet, which, by the way, proves to me this man is not right in the head, okay? Seriously, Jason, your degree is in psychology. I mean, you went to college, studied psychology. What is this issue with him where reality is not the same for him as it is for everybody else?
It's the narcissism. It's not necessarily the denial.
So that is actually, narcissism is actually a psychological disorder.
Yeah, of course.
I just thought it was, you know, way you described people. It was like, you know, mental illness.
No, because, and I guess you'll get into this, but, you know, so it's not so much, it's not so much the denial of reality as the core of it. It's the fact of covering his image, right? Because regardless of reality.
Regardless of the reality.
I mean, I guess maybe that's
so
splitting hairs.
Well, but see, for me, I have this perception.
That's the motivation.
My perception is that he's completely oblivious to reality. Your perception is perhaps he knows reality,
yes,
but he chooses to ignore it in light of who he wants to be.
Correct. Who he wants to be perceived to be.
Oh, okay. Who he wants to be perceived to be.
So when the document, for instance, comes out and it puts him in a bad light and it shows him doing things that he shouldn't have done, you know, then he crafts his own response in sort of choosing his words carefully and picking very certain aspects, then to portray, I didn't do anything wrong and, you know, people owe me an apology, when that's actually not what the memo said.
Right.
But he's
actually
doing
have
this
clips
to,
of
that
the
would
memo.
Make him look bad.
Yeah.
So then he's got to then, you know, not look bad.
So James Comey's tweet says, DOJ IG, quote, found no evidence that Comey or his attorneys released any of the classified information contained in any of the memos to the members of the media. End quote. He says, I don't need a public apology from those who defamed me, but a quick message with a, quote, sorry we lied about you, end quote, would be nice.
Yeah.
The report is about 75 pages long, and it goes 83 pages when you add all of the addendums to it. So the written report itself is a little over 70 pages long. I didn't read it, okay? But I want you to see what I actually took from the report. The report
you read
says,
enough to know what I read he said
enough
is not so.
To know that what he said no. What he said is actually, let me go back to the, for the people watching us on YouTube, I'm going to go back to this page. He actually took a direct quote from the report.
Yeah.
So he didn't lie.
Right.
He did not lie. Let's just be clear. Well, he didn't make up information.
So in logic, what you would term this as valid, but false.
Because it's misleading.
So the form of it is valid.
Right. Right, but, because it's a direct quote.
But it's ultimately false.
But because of the assertion.
The conclusion that
he
conclusion.
Makes. Right. Because
it's a slick little lie.
It is. It's just, and here's the thing. We talk about this together over and over again. There are so many unsuspecting people, gullible people, who will read this and simply say no further. Oh, well, see, Orange Man bad, Comey good, you know, he didn't lie. But let's look at the report itself, because there are quotes he could have made that he doesn't cover.
Yeah.
He says, the IG report says, by not safeguarding sensitive information obtained during the course of his FBI employment and by using it to create public pressure for official action, Comey set a dangerous example for the over 3,500 current FBI employees and the many thousands more former FBI employees who all work for CNN and MSNBC. That's not what it says. But and the many thousands of former FBI employees who similarly have access to or knowledge of non-public information. Now, I want to share...
Now, remember, this is the guy who's the boss.
Yes, he's the boss.
Basically saying the boss set a bad example for everybody that works for the boss.
Now, I am going to
dangerous example.
I'm going to put up here on YouTube, and I'm going to read to you the last two paragraphs of this IG report. Because, frankly, there's over 75 pages. You really only have to read the last two paragraphs to know what this is really about.
Let's get to the conclusion.
It says... Former Director Comey failed to live up to his responsibility by not safeguarding sensitive information obtained during the course of his FBI employment and by using it to create public pressure for the official actions. Comey set a dangerous example for over 3,500 current current FBI employees, and the many thousands more former FBI employees who similarly have access to or knowledge of non-public information. Comey said he was compelled to take these actions, quote, if I love this country, and I love the Department of Justice, and I love the FBI, end quote. And we talked about that yesterday, right? He said, and the Department of Justice and IG says, however... We're current or former FBI employees to follow the former director's example, and disclose sensitive information in service of their own strongly held personal convictions. The FBI would be unable to dispatch its law enforcement duties properly, as Comey himself noted in his March 20th, 2017 congressional testimony. Comey expressed a similar concern to President Trump, according to Memo 4, in discussing leaks of FBI information, telling Trump that the FBI's ability to conduct its work is compromised, quote, this is Comey now, quote, if people run around telling the press what we do, end quote. The Department of Justice IG says this is no doubt part of the reason why Comey's closest advisors use the words surprised, stunned, shocked, and disappointed to describe their reactions to learning what Comey has done. The Department of Justice IG continues and says, we have previously faulted Comey for acting unilaterally and inconsistent with department policy. Bladam. Comey's unauthorized disclosure of sensitive law enforcement information about the Flynn investigation merits similar concern. In a country built on the rule of law, it is of utmost importance that all FBI employees adhere to department and FBI policies, particularly when confronted by what appear to be extraordinary circumstances or compelling personal convictions. Comey had several other lawful options available to him to advocate for the appointment of a special counsel, which he told us was his goal in making the disclosure. What was not permitted was the unauthorized disclosure of sensitive investigative information obtained during the course of FBI employment in order to achieve a personally desired outcome.
And so we owe you an apology for what?
For what?
Mr. Comey.
So you and I were talking about this before the show.
It appears you did what you were accused of doing.
Exactly. And so you and I were talking before the show. If you or I, as members of the military intelligence, disclosed sensitive material, not classified, because he says I'm not guilty of classified information.
So that's his equivocation. Mm-hmm. I think it's important mm-hmm. don't blow through that too fast.
Right. Okay.
We won't. His equivocation was choosing the term classified.
Right.
When the whole conclusion and another portion of the right, that's one portion of the information. Mm-hmm. Did you release classified information? Which is interesting, by the way, an interesting conclusion when you actually read the IG report. Okay, they said no, but as to releasing sensitive information, which also breaks the law or violates policy, he did. He was guilty of. So he picks one little part and says, "You owe me apology." Hoping that nobody will actually read 83 pages and realize, no, they did not give you an exoneration or a glowing review.
Liberty's lobbyist Chris N. Hall has now taken control.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here with my husband and co-host, J.C. Hall. You can find us at chrisannhall.com, K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E-H-A-L-L.com. You can also get the most excellent Constitution, Government, Philosophy, Liberty training on the planet at libertyfirstuniversity.com. And you can get your Liberty First gear, learn to just simply not just pontificate, but to educate with your liberty wear. And so we're talking about James Comey's equivocation in the release of the DOJ IG report. And let's just, in summary, be very clear here. Comey violated FBI policy. He violated rules and regulations. He disclosed sensitive material and
to the media.
And let's be very clear to do this. He didn't do this as a whistleblower. Right. He did not do this to release information about someone violating the law. He was not acting in a whistleblower capacity. The IG report makes it very, very clear. James Comey violated the policies and laws on sensitive material for his personal preferences. Period. personal preferences. Now, and in the equivocation that you made was very clear. So he says, I didn't release classified material, right? But yes, you did. You did so much more than that. And what you did was for personal reasons. It reminds me of his assessment of Hillary Clinton. Right? Oh, no, no, no. Hillary Clinton didn't actually release classified information. Well, it was classified, but she didn't release it because she didn't understand that it was classified, and she didn't intentionally violate these laws. Laws, by the way, which have no intent as part of the element of the crime. Now, you and I, JC, were talking before the show. Let me ask you, if you or I, as former members of military intelligence, had released sensitive material, what would have happened to us?
Well, so the difference between classified and sensitive, right? So if you're classified information, you know, you're probably going to go to prison. Mm-hmm. You'd be in Leavenworth.
Unless you're Hillary Clinton.
Depending on the circumstance. Well, you said if it were me, right?
You're right, right, right.
Same thing what we're talking about with Comey. The stuff that happens to him is not what would happen to everybody else. So mm-hmm. We've said this before. I've said this before. It's a different set of rules for these folks. So if you're a person of political power and position, then you don't have to follow the law like the peasants. But for this release of sensitive information, what I did, the job that I did, I would at a very minimum probably would have had my access revoked. Perhaps my clearance revoked, and likely would have been disciplined up to and including dishonorable or less than honorable discharge from the military.
Well, Comey is subject to impeachment for this.
Well, by the way, Comey was fired. That's what the whole thing was, and he was removed, and Trump basically fired him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know his and whole story.
Cried, oh,
right,
Trump
that's the whole.
Fired me because he doesn't like
right.
me.
That's really the prompting, kind of the prompting of this. And so he's trying to act like he's been vindicated. Trump fired me when he shouldn't have fired me, and I did nothing wrong. And if you actually read the IG report rather than, you know, concocting your own version of it in Comey world, then you realize that's not the case. He did do wrong. He is guilty of wrongdoing.
Well, he should be happy. All that happened to him was that he got fired.
Yeah, exactly.
And this, I don't know, you
no,
describe
nothing,
him
nothing
as...
will essentially follow him. Like, yeah. That would follow us.
Yes.
That would mess up a peasant like us. That would mess up your life. That would
yeah,
mess
absolutely.
Up your career opportunities, being able to get a job and all this sort of
imagine
stuff.
Imagine going and getting
huge,
a job and
deal.
Having a dishonorable discharge
yeah.
on your
so,
record.
So this guy... He basically gets, he just gets to leave. He's collecting his retirement. He's writing books. He's running his mouth. He's on all these TV shows. So nothing happens to this guy. He's now a lefty celebrity. So he has nothing to whine about, and nobody owes him an apology for anything.
And, you know, that's a little bit, maybe it's just the irritation is heightened for us because being in the military intelligence community, this is something that we took very, very seriously.
Yeah.
Now, let me be very clear. He was not acting in the aspect or the role of a whistleblower. I would give him a pass if he would be covered if he was acting as a whistleblower. But the IG report makes it very clear that it was just simply a matter of his personal preferences.
Arrogant men tear up our constitution, and from every direction we cry.
You can't learn the easy way, you'll learn the hard way.
Chris and Hall, she's Liberty's lobbyist.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. If you're just now joining us, you'll notice that we are not in our studio. JC and I are on the road for our In Defense of Liberty training this weekend in Gainesville and Whitesboro, Texas. And just if you're new to us and maybe you don't know, that's what we've been doing for the last nearly 10 years now? We've been traveling the country, teaching the Constitution all over America. And I've actually taught the Constitution and Liberty in Haiti. Remember, I taught a class there in Haiti. That's so I'm a global teacher now. And that's what we do. I mean, we have Liberty First University online training, but part of what we do is also in-person training around the country. If you want to learn more about that, go to chrisannhall.com, K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E-H-A-L-L.com, and learn about the courses that we teach. If you invite us to come and teach in your church, in your school, to your group, to your business group, to your law enforcement. I taught a business, a national convention of surgeons and pediatricians. If I can teach them, I mean, seriously, there's an aspect of Constitution and liberty for everybody.
You
have something here.
Yeah, I'm reading. I mean, I've been reading the IG report. And I.
Oh, so that's okay. So when he's looking down, that's actually what he's doing.
Right. I'm reading the report. So I said before, right, his comments and then what we're talking about, how he framed his comments are based on the IG's conclusions, mm-hmm. right? So he you know, chooses this word classified because apparently the AG decided he didn't release classified information. I think, so in particular...
That's only by accident, by the way. It is by accident because he released information. It just didn't happen to be confidential.
No, listen, the key is... No, that's not true.
That's not
true. This is what I'm getting to. You have to look even... There's even more about that tweet. Didn't release classified information to the media. Okay?
Oh.
So if you're...
So he's parsing even more.
Right, because if IG's saying... The release of classified information not an issue because here's the thing. So in what we did in the intelligence community, there is releasing classified information to unauthorized persons. There's also mishandling classified information. Mm-hmm. So you can mishandle mm-hmm. classified information. You can release classified information. The fact of the matter is, Comey's guilty of both. He did both. All right. So the tweet said. I think the tweet said didn't release classified information to the media, members of the media, or any contained in any of the memos to members of the media. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the bizarre part. All right, if I back in when I worked in military intelligence, there was no qualifier when it talked mm-hmm. about releasing classified information or mishandling classified information. There was nothing about the media. It didn't mm-hmm. matter who you released to. If mm-hmm. the person was unauthorized to receive it.
Then even another member, a service member.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. It doesn't matter if they are also an FBI employee, former employee, whatever. If they don't, not only do they not have clearance, but see, you have clearance, which is overall, you're cleared to receive classified information
in general.
But there
are levels of clearance.
But then there's something called access, okay, uh-huh. which are you cleared to receive this particular mm-hmm. information, all right? So it's just unauthorized persons. Here's what I don't understand. And maybe now there's something that I don't know about these individuals, which could be the case. But watch this. It talks about these seven memos that he had. And on page 2, in the first full paragraph, it says that Comey, let's start right here. 3 days later, May 17th, that attorney provided via personal email copies of the four memos to two other attorneys who were also part of the Comey's legal team. FBI memos Comey shared with his attorneys. Memo 2 contained 6 words that FBI determined in June 2017 to be classified. Memos 4 and 6 contained information FBI determined to be for official use only. Blah, blah, blah. Last sentence, Comey did not seek authorization from the FBI before providing memos 2, 4, 6, and 7 to his attorneys. Now, I said maybe I don't know something about these attorneys, and what I meant was maybe they've been read in, maybe they have been cleared and been read mm-hmm. in to have access. But this statement saying he didn't seek authorization from the FBI would imply, no, they did not have
right.
clearance and they
right.
did not have access. So therefore, he released classified information to unauthorized persons. That is a fact. If
that
the
is
IG
a federal
says,
crime. That
if
is
the
a federal
IG
crime.
Says this was classified, it doesn't matter what level. It says confidential. Lowest level, yes, but doesn't matter. It's still classified. And it fact stated in the IG report, he gave it to his attorneys. Okay, that's That's a crime. He did, in fact, release classified information to unauthorized persons. So this is the thing that bothers me. Really, the same thing that Comey did with Clinton, I see the IG doing with Comey. Mm-hmm. He broke the law. So now the news, all of this conversation and this discussion is going to be about, well, classified versus sensitive. He did release sensitive information, and IG admits that. But if there is a denial that this guy released classified information to unauthorized persons, that's false. He did. So it's very clear from the IG report. I don't know. I haven't gotten down to everything. I don't know what they recommended. But if they're saying, no, it's okay, it's not a problem, then I don't understand what the IG is thinking. I don't understand the reasoning behind this, how they come to that conclusion. So I can say, just like I did about, and this is not even talking about his personal safe, his personal computers he used, his personal emails, the lawyers transmitted stuff through their personal emails. It's crazy. So the same stuff that Clinton did, and I said then, if I did what she did, I'd be in prison. If I did what the IG even says on this document I just read, if he did what the IG says he did, if I did that, I'd be in prison. So once again, here's another Clintonite. And by the way, this is under this IG now, under the Trump administration. Here is another Clintonista breaking the law, whereas you and I would be in prison and this guy goes scot-free. Nothing's going to happen to this guy. Nothing did, nothing will. Here we are again. He broke the law. You can read that. So I don't care what he tweets. I don't care what conversation you hear from now till whenever. Read the report. It shows he released classified information to unauthorized persons, his lawyers. Do we now play so fast and loose with the law in the intelligence community that, well, there is personal lawyers, so, you know, they're not bad guys? Is that how we follow the rule of law? Is that how we make that determination? I mean, either the law is the law or it's not.
What is the point of actually having the designation of classified information anymore?
When it doesn't mean anything.
When you can use your personal computers, where you can use your personal email, your personal cell phones. And I mean, seriously, I remember I remember being there when there were certain classified information. If you went to use it, you had to go into a vault with a door that's like 3 feet thick.
Yes. Yes.
You had to have personal permission to get into the vault. You had to get searched leaving the vault. You had to leave any personal information. You couldn't carry your briefcase or a notebook or anything into the vault.
You couldn't stick notes in your underwear, your socks?
No.
Right, that's not authorized?
Not authorized, right? But
another Clintonista.
But here.
No problem. Put in your socks.
You talk about
underwear.
Personal email, personal cell phone. You couldn't bring your cell phone into the vault.
It's probably
you
different
bring
these days.
Things, yeah. I just.
It's crazy. And this is the thing. And hear me very clearly. Very clearly
so
on this.
So don't come crying to me about national security
exactly.
And about domestic terrorists and all this other stinking garbage when there is absolutely no real delineation between what is classified
and what is
not.
No, where's the credibility?
There's no credibility at all.
And that's what I was about to say, and understand very clearly. I mean, we have friends. We have many, many friends that still work in the military, in military intelligence and intelligence community in general. And good people, tons of good people in there.
And they're following the rules.
Yeah, but the system...
Because if they don't, they're going to jail.
But the system as a whole, if this is how it operates, particularly at the upper echelons, How do we say any intelligence coming out of the intelligence community is credible? How can we trust it as an organization, as an apparatus, when this is how they play fast and loose with the law and with the regulations?
Well, let me mention it. Let me look at it this way with you, JC. The underlings, the peasants, you referred to them as earlier, right? They don't even have a fraction of the security clearance that somebody like Comey would have. So their violation of classified information would be to a less degree dangerous than Comey's violations of classifications, and they would be in jail, and Comey has a blue check on Twitter.
Check this out. I mean, this is the crazy part. Comey, as the director of the FBI, has classification authority. Okay.
He issues
so
classified.
He himself is the one who looked at the memo and said, this is classified. So you can't even say, well, I didn't know it was classified. No, he's the one that said it was classified and still released it to unauthorized persons. So all of the people, and this is what I said, the good people who are the intelligence, you know, who are doing the work, okay? If any of you 35,000 FBI employees did what your boss did, you'd be in jail. Unless you were some lefty infiltrator like Stroke or his
girlfriend,
his baby dad, baby mama, whatever. Okay, it's this makes my blood boil. These guys are above the law. This is a freaking banana republic with all these Clintonista infiltrator subversives in our country like Comey.
Well, should we be surprised by that, knowing what Bill Clinton did to the National Security Agency when he was president? I mean, most people don't even know what Bill Clinton did as president of the United States to the National Security Agency to literally tear down physical walls.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you go touch the wall. Bill Clinton tore down physical walls that were keeping in classified information.
It ticks me off because, you know, and even some of the conservative leaders and these people, I don't want to hear any yappity yap about Russia and Putin. Who freaking cares? You got the very leaders. They're supposed to be Americans. Who cares what Putin is doing? You got the director of the FBI and countless others in the IGs. They can willy-nilly break the law, release classified information, and nobody does a thing. Stop whining about what the Russians might be doing. What's your own government doing to tear down your nation?
And Hall Show.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here with my husband and co-host JC Hall, our last segment. JC, I have to mention before we leave today, happy Individual Rights Day.
Awesome.
August 29th is John Locke's birthday.
Cool.
1649, if I remember the date properly, but it's August 29th, 1649, John Locke was born. If you have watching us up here on YouTube, I have one of my favorite John Locke quotes. He says, "I have no reason to suppose that he who would take away my liberty would not, when he had me in his power, take away everything else." That's a quote from John Locke's Second Treatise on Government. And in light of that, JC, I know you haven't seen this, and I missed it as well. This is kind of older news, like older this year. But Mike Pompeo has created Mike Pompeo has created a panel to define the term unalienable rights. "Every once in a while," he says, "we need to step back and reflect seriously on where we are, where we've been, and whether we're headed in the right direction." He, according to the order, to the article on Politico, this was back in July of this year. He hailed former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt's 1948 Declaration on Universal Human Rights as one of the foundational documents for the commission's work, but noted that the panel would serve as advisors as opposed to policymakers. The commission will be made up of members who range from different religious backgrounds, religious scholars, with at least one joining, having been appointed to represent, Glendon. Glendon was somebody they mentioned earlier in the article, who was appointed to represent the Vatican on social issues last year. A guy named Hamza Youssef, which is the founder of the first Muslim liberal arts college in America, and Christopher Tollefson, specializing in moral philosophy, natural law ethics, and bioethics. Isn't that crazy? Look at what Pompeo says. We must revisit the most basic of questions. What does it mean to say or claim that something is, in fact, a human right? This is, so we talked about on the show the difference between public and private, and we have to really grasp the difference between an inalienable right and how we use the term human rights, right? Because you have, remember, we have Ruth Bader Ginsburg sitting before the Egyptian reporter and the whole world saying that the Constitution of the United States is not a good model for countries to follow, but that they, we should follow the Human Rights Declaration of the United Nations. According to that modern use of human rights, what that really means, so the same with Eleanor Roosevelt as well. A human right, according to these people, are legal rights bestowed upon you by people in government, by documents and declarations. Well, an inalienable right is something that comes to you inherently by the nature of your creation that cannot be taken, and it cannot even be surrendered by a human being.
It sounds like they need you on the panel, actually.
Oh, seriously. They need me in a lot of places up there. But think about this, right? The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, I actually looked up to see if he was still the Secretary of the State, because, you know, they change out there. Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of the State, is going to create a committee panel to define what America means by inalienable rights. What could go wrong? Seriously, what could go wrong?
Sounds scary. I mean, I love the conversation, but the thing when all of a sudden it's the government running the panel and they're that's going to be used to guide policy.
Okay, this is
and
like
then
a
he
think
cites
tank, though.
Eleanor Roosevelt
right.
as the point of reference.
But look, he says this is going to be just like a think tank, right? A bunch of wonks, not policymakers.
Sure.
What are they going to do with this information? If they're just musing, why are my tax dollars being used for Mike Pompeo's curiosities about the meanings of words?
Yeah.
When he could pick up John Locke himself and read it.
Take your library card, Mike, and go read a book.
Seriously, my tax dollars, so the Secretary of State can now define unalienable rights. That is a very scary thing. What will they use it for? God bless you guys. See you next time.